Hello?
Hello, Mr. Foster?
Yeah.
This is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Yeah.
And I just needed to let you know that you've got a new mailman. He's going to be starting on Monday, and he's handicapped.
Can I ask you a question?
Okay.
Why are you calling at 12:30 at night to tell me something about a new mailman?
Well, we tried to call earlier and you didn't answer, so...
I don't give a damn. It's 12:30
at
night.
You asked for a reason. Why do you not give a damn? Why'd you ask for the reason if you don't give a damn?
No, because who calls at 12:30 at night?
The Homeowners Association. This is Roy. I already told you that.
What's your last name?
Gerbel. I work for Bob.
And you're calling at 12:30 at night?
Yeah, I need to let you know something about the mailman.
What, that we got a new mailman starting next week?
Well, no, it's more important than that. The mailman is actually disabled, and you're going to need to install a wheelchair ramp on your property to accommodate his disability.
What?
You know, for the Disabilities Act of 2004?
No. Who the hell? What are you talking about? A mailman?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? He doesn't even come to my house.
I know, but he's disabled. What if he has to come up and...
I don't give a damn. Who the hell are you?
Listen, he's a veteran, sir, so you should give a damn.
I could give a grass ass.
But he fought for your country. He fought for your freedom.
No.
Yes.
So, you're Roy who?
Gerbel.
Okay, hold on. I'd like to take down how to spell your last name.
So what, you don't like the
no,
troops?
No, no, no.
You don't support the troops?
Go screw yourself.
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time.
On Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
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 I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus, this cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
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 It's going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Welcome to the Snowplow Show for April 5th, 2017. Today's episode is sponsored by Stan Trucker. Thank you, Stan, for supporting the show today. Everyone should be like Stan Trucker and support the show at patreon.com/phonelosers, or if you prefer, phonelosers.com/cactus. I'm hoping to do more shows each week, and the best way to make that happen is to support the show. If it's just a dollar a month, that's okay. You won't get anything for a dollar a month, but at least you're helping. Every little bit helps. For $5 a month, you're pretty much guaranteed one extra show per week that the normal people can't hear because they're a bunch of hobos. And if you donate a lot more than that, you get to sponsor a show. It's the best deal ever. Before we get started on today's show, I'm just going to read one quick news story here that I think is kind of amusing. A few of you have sent me this one. And it's a story about two different things we've explored here on the show. One is Target and the other is iPhones. The police in Alexandria, Virginia, they're looking to identify a woman who impersonated a Target employee so that she could steal over $40,000 worth of iPhones. On March 15th, an unidentified woman walked into a Target store in Alexandria dressed as an employee, which is really easy to do because they wear khaki pants and a red shirt. The woman gained access to the store's stockroom where she placed over $40,000 worth of iPhones in a box and then left. They say she's not an employee of the store, but she appears to have knowledge of store procedures, employee hours, and the location of the iPhones in the stockroom, which I thought were locked up. How'd she get the key? Like, how'd she get them unlocked? Did she get some supervisor to unlock them for her? Because I know there's not a bunch of iPhones in the back room just completely unlocked. They keep that shit locked up, I'm sure of that. That's a pretty crazy story, though, and if you want to see a picture of this girl walking out the front doors of a Target with a box full of iPhones, I mean a shopping cart full of iPhones, you can click on the story in the show notes. They got a pretty good picture of her face, so she's probably going to get arrested for this. And I guess what I don't understand about the story is, can't Apple just kind of disable all of those iPhones? They've got to know the serial numbers or the IMEI numbers or whatever of those phones. So can't they just disable them and then her whole thing is pointless? Or does it not work like that? It seems like it'd be an easy thing to do. Like, even if Apple won't do it, can't the carrier that the phones are hooked up to, can't they do it? Just make them so you can't get service on them anymore? So I think this sounds like a perfect homework assignment. I encourage all of you to put on your best khaki pants and a red polo shirt. Maybe stick a name tag on your shirt. It doesn't matter where the name tag's from. You know, it could be a McDonald's name tag. I've done this before. It's really easy to do. Just wear the same colors as them, have on some random name tag, or really just, you know, a random button. Like, put a PLA button on your shirt. That's your name tag. Nobody really pays attention to what you've got on there. And don't go in the back room and steal all the iPhones, though. Instead, you should walk around the store and help customers whenever they need help and see what kind of hilarity ensues. I've done this at Target. I've done this at Walmart. You know, we recorded a bunch of it at Walmart. It's on the YouTube. And I noticed years ago, like, I'd be out on my break from work, wherever I worked at the time, and it didn't matter what my work uniform was. If I was wearing a uniform of any kind, like, I remember Long John Silver. I worked at Long John Silver in Galveston, Texas, and I went to Walmart on my break, and people were coming up to me and asking me questions. Like, you don't even have to impersonate a Walmart employee. Just impersonate any random employee. Like, find an old Computer City shirt and name tag and put those on and walk around Walmart. And people will not leave you alone. They will constantly want help. Everybody should do this. And while you're at it, record with your phones and send me the recordings. And I'll play them on this show. Just don't be going in the stock rooms and stealing things. Seriously, everybody do this. Khaki pants, red shirt. Really, just the red shirt. They don't care if you have khaki pants on. That's everyone's homework assignment. Go impersonate Target employees or Walmart employees. Send people to the wrong aisles, quote them crazy prices, try not to get punched in the face. It'll be fun!
Tired of search overload? Introducing Bing, the better way to Google. Bing helps you Google the best choice faster and shows related Googles right there on the results page. Bing knows what you like to Google and Googles it based on your previous Googles. Say you want to Google hotels in Dublin. Bing can Google that easy. With Bing, you can Google anything you can think of. Google hotel info, Google coffee shops, Google health information, Google restaurants. It's all Googled lightning fast by Bing. Stay informed with Bing's extra features. Google News, Google Docs, Google Images, and Google, 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 Google. So remember, the next time you Google something, Google it with Bing. That's G-O-O-G-L-E. It. With Bing.
In the last episode of The Snowplow Show, Bob Vance, Vance Refrigeration, he had a great idea about going to the post office and getting free shipping labels from them. You know, the priority shipping labels, because you can... I forget what Bob Vance said, but, you know, free stickers. You can just Sharpie on your own designs and stick them wherever you want. So I thought it might be a fun idea to call up post offices and ask them if they have labels and tell them all the crazy things I'm going to do with those labels.
Post office, this is Sandy. Can I help you?
Hey, Sandy. I just needed to find out if you had any of those priority mail stickers, like the rolls of them.
The rolls of priority mail stickers?
Yeah, or, you know, just a bunch of them, you know, like hundreds.
I'm a little bit... You want stickers?
Yeah, don't you have, like, stickers, that, you know, big labeling stickers?
I have a flat rate mailing... envelope.
Oh no, not it. Just envelope? I just need stickers. But like, you know, what I do is I white them out and then I stamp my the name of my band on them and I, you know, stick them up on buildings and stop signs and stuff.
You think I'm going to give you priority stickers for that?
Yeah. Well, do you have them now? Like, I sound like you didn't have them before.
No, I have a roll that has like 500 on it. And
yeah,
I can't give
yeah.
you a roll of those.
Well, I was thinking more like three rolls or maybe four rolls if you have them.
No, I'm sorry. I think you're teasing me here.
Teasing you? What do you mean?
I'm confused on what you're asking me for priority stickers to put your and white them out. I don't understand.
Well, I am in a band, a local band,
okay.
And I stamp my band name on the stickers, and then I just put them up on stop signs. You've probably seen them around town. Buildings and windows.
No, I don't have any stickers I can give you. I'm sorry.
Well, how much do you charge for those? Aren't they free?
They go on the packages that my customers send out.
Yeah, but I thought they were free. Aren't they free? Like, usually I get them for free.
No, I don't have the rolls of stickers out in the lobby.
Oh, I know. I would just come up to the counter and ask you for some.
You can order them online, too. You might be able to order them online.
Oh, do you think they'll let me order, like, you know, 10 rolls or something? Is there a limit?
Oh, I'm really kind of scratching my head. Could you hold on?
Okay. I don't know if you guys noticed, but the lady I'm talking to, it's the same lady from the wheelchair ramp post office, the one I really confused with different voices, and she thought she's calling City Hall. Remember her? I just happen to have the phone book still from that day of pranks, and it has the post office number written down in it. So I think she's on to me. She mentioned that she just thought I was kidding around or whatever she said. And I think she's just got it on mute right now. I'm on to you, lady. You forgot to mute properly. I can hear you breathing. I hear you. I know you're there. Can't fool me, lady. I don't think she's coming back, though. I've been on hold for about 8 minutes now. So let's hang up and move on to the next one. I've got a bunch of post offices pulled up here on Google Maps.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling the North Bend Post Office. This is Linda. May I help you?
Hey, Linda. I just wanted to find out if you had any of those priority mail label sticker things.
I do.
Okay. How many of those am I allowed to get all at once?
How many do you need?
Well, I was hoping for maybe a couple thousand of them. My band,
I don't have that many.
Well, my band's doing a show soon, and I stamp my band name and URL and the time and date and everything on it, and then I just stick them all over town. And I think I need a couple thousand of them because it's going to be a big show.
The priority labels?
Yeah. You know, it's all the ones that are blank inside, they're just white, but they have like a border around them, like an address label.
Yeah. I have some. I don't have that many.
Oh, darn. Okay. Do you know when you'll get more in? My show's not till next month, but I need to start promoting ASAP.
Okay. I can probably get them in by next month. I mean, you can come in and get some now.
Okay. Yeah, I could get started. I could just grab a couple rolls or whatever you have and get started with just, you know, stamping all my stuff on them and sticking them up on stop signs and street poles and cop car windows.
So you just want the priority address labels, correct?
Yeah, the ones that are mostly blank. They just have like a border around them.
Right, and it has priority on it?
Yep. I'll just cross that part out with a Sharpie so it won't confuse them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've got a lot of them if you wanted to come in and get some, and then I can order some more.
Okay. How many do you think I could get today?
Let's see.
Like 800 maybe?
No.
All right.
I've got maybe 200 is all I have right now.
Okay.
You can call Kulin and see if she might have a lot.
Oh, that's a good idea. I'll do that, too. I'll hit up all the post offices in northern Idaho.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
Yeah, so do you have Kulin's number?
Yeah, I think I've got it on Google Maps here. I can probably call them next.
Okay, yeah, she closes in about 15 minutes, so.
Okay.
You want to give her a call?
Okay, yeah, our concert, it's over in Spokane at the Trocadero.
I don't know where that is.
Yeah, well, we're called the Wild Stallions. Just look it up on the internets.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, I'll be all there right. soon to get all those labels.
Okay, I'll close at 3:30.
Oh, okay, well, I'll hurry then. I'll stamp one of the labels for you and let you keep it so you know who we are.
Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot. See you soon.
Oh, you're welcome.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Well, that was nice. She was very accommodating. Maybe it's not a big federal law you're breaking if you go and do that with labels.
Good afternoon. Post office, Mariette speaking.
Hey, Mariette. I just needed to find out if you had any of those priority mail address labels, the ones that are mostly white.
Yes.
Okay, do you have a couple thousand of those?
What do you need them for?
I'm gonna stamp my own art onto them with using spray paint and stencils and stuff. And you know, I'm an artist. I'm just gonna use them for art. I'm just gonna give them away to people. Maybe paste some of them around downtown or something.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
Do you live here in Athol?
Yeah. Yep.
Have you checked around? You know what, maybe, do you want the big ones or the little ones, or you don't care?
Oh, as big as possible, because, you know, the more space, the better, because I'm just spray painting over them and spray painting, like, skulls and
And you bet. What is
the Kentucky
your
Fried
name?
Chicken guy?
I'll pull them out for you.
Oh, sure. My name is Roy Gerbel.
How do you spell your last name?
Gerbil.
Okay. And you want, let me see how many are in a pack. You want, because I have big ones and little ones. I can give you both.
Oh, yeah,
I
could take both.
Let me see how many are in a pack.
Like, if you have like 8,000 or so, that'd be perfect.
I would not have that much whatsoever. They don't give me that much. But I can tell you, you can also go online on USPS.com and order them for free. But I can give you some now to kind of hold you over.
Oh,
but
yeah,
I
that'd be perfect. Cause
if you are okay with some of the small ones, I can go in the back and look.
Okay.
They've changed the size of it. When are you going to be in?
I could come by today if you're going to be open. I think you're open till 5, right?
Yeah, till 5 o'clock.
Okay.
Sound good?
Yeah, I'll be there soon. And I'll take everything.
And I'll marry at the postmaster, and I'll leave them for Kim if I'm not here. But I'll go and pull them right now, as many as I can.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Goodbye. Bye-bye. Well, now I'm all confused. Maybe it's just Idaho that's really nice about this, because that other lady, the first lady I called, she was in Illinois, and she was all weirded out by it, but, you know, she's probably just still mentally unstable since the incident a couple years ago that I put her through. So here, let me go to the other side of Idaho. We'll try just one more in this state, and then we'll move
on. Thank you for calling Post Office. This is Kathy. May I help you?
Hey, Kathy. I was just wondering if you have any of those labels, those priority mail labels? You know that...
The sticky ones, yeah.
The what?
The sticky ones that you write on and then stick to your package?
Oh, yeah, that one. Those, yep.
They're yes, like I have some.
Okay, do you have about 8,000 of them?
Ooh, 8,000.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how many come in a package, because I've got a couple, 3 or 4 packages back there.
Oh, I'm not... Yeah, I don't know. There's a friend of mine. I'm trying to get revenge on him. I'm going to stick them all over his windows on his car, all over his windshield.
Oh,
and his...
my gosh. That is just sick and wrong and rude.
Well, he deserves
it. I'm not going to help with it. He deserves it?
Guess what he did?
What did he do?
He messed around with my girlfriend.
Okay, he deserves it.
Okay, yeah, fuck that asshole.
I can give you a few of what I've got, yeah.
Okay. All right, and if I get arrested, you're going to be an accessory to the crime, just so you know. So I'll
be
there.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, no, I recorded this call, and you said you would help out, and he deserves it, and have your permission.
All right.
Okay, I'll see you soon.
All right, thanks.
Bye. Bye-bye. Damn it, you guys. I thought she was going to get pissed off, and then she just starts laughing and thinks it's hilarious. So, I don't know. Let's look at post offices in a larger city or something. These are a bunch of small-town post offices that I've been calling.
Post office, this is Rory. How can I help you?
Hey, Rory. I was trying to find out if you might have some of those priority mail stickers there.
The labels?
Yeah, or any kind, really. Just any kind of stickers. Like, I would need, I don't know, maybe 500 or 600 of them, I think.
I don't know if we have 500 or 600 of them.
Oh, huh. Well, I mean, it doesn't matter what kind of sticker. It can be any kind of sticker. I just need enough that would cover all the windows on a minivan. Windshield included.
No, I don't have any. That's the only stickers we have are the priority ones, the labels, but... I don't have that many of them.
Oh, well, maybe we could just mix up different kinds of stickers that I could use.
What's it for?
I'm going to, this employee over at 7-Eleven, she gave me an attitude, and she works there, and her minivan's parked out in front. So I'm going to cover all of the windows on her van with stickers, and she won't be able to leave.
where are you at?
I'm here in town. Here in Houston.
Oh. Okay. You guys cover her. Yeah, well, all right, we can come get a few of them, but
I'm not sure
we're supposed to be giving them out for that.
I need a few hundred of them, though, because I don't know how many it takes to cover up all of the windows on a minivan, but this bitch has got it coming.
Well, yeah, I can't give them out for that. So you can just come grab some if you want.
Well, hey, it's none of your business what I do with them. You're just asking what they're for, so I'm telling you. But I was trying to buy, like, a 4 Loko, and she wouldn't even let me use my food stamps, so the lady can go fuck herself, you know? So anyway,
what store is it?
Huh? What?
What store?
Oh, it's the 7-Eleven. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. She always has an attitude when I come in there. I don't know why. But
all right, well, just come grab some.
Okay, like, are they out on the counter, or do I have to ask for them?
There's some on the counter, but I don't have that many. I don't have as many as you need, so.
Can you put out extras?
Whatever's out here is all I have.
We can. Can you put out extras for me?
No.
Can I come up to the counter and get extras?
No, I can't give out any extras.
What about those labels for tracking, those green ones? Can I take, like, you know, maybe 600 or so of those?
No, we don't have those anymore.
Oh, you don't? What other kind of stickers do you have? Do you just have packing tape?
You can... Packing tape?
Yeah, brown packing tape. She wouldn't be able to see through that.
Yeah, you can buy the tape if you want.
Well, I don't
want
to buy anything. I'm not spending money on this bitch.
Okay, well, just come get whatever you want. I gotta help a customer.
Okay. Bye. Also... Oh, no. Also for me, I guess. Well, shit, you guys, this doesn't seem to work. Apparently, you can go into any post office and just ask them for as many labels as you want, for anything you want, more or less, and they'll just be like, okay, you're an artist, no problem. You're in a band, that's totally normal. Come on in and get 500 of them, no big deal. Or just go online and order a bunch. Here, I thought Bob Vance had a really great idea for a prank, but it turns out it's just a really good idea for promoting things, I guess. And getting back at those fucking cashiers at 7-Eleven. I guess what we need to do next is the obvious thing. I need to call them up and ask them if I can get a shitload of boxes. I'm going to use them to move or something. Or maybe to make furniture with.
Sweet Apple Stovers, can you please call?
No.
Hold on, please.
I refuse. I won't do it.
Hold on, please.
Fuck you. Address. All right. Just I'm not going to hold. I ain't got time for this.
Post office, this is Marnie.
Hey, I needed to find out if you had any large priority mail boxes.
Are you looking for the large flat rate?
I don't know. Is that the free one?
They're all free. Priority boxes are all free.
Okay.
Flat rate, no matter what the weight is that you put in it, it's the same price. Or there's just large priority boxes that go by the weight of the item.
I see. It doesn't really matter, I guess. I'm just going to use them... I'm getting ready to move to a new apartment, and I just need a bunch of boxes to.
Oh yeah, put my I don't have in. That many. I probably have like 10 priority boxes, and they're only used for mailing.
Oh no, I'm not going to mail anything. I'm just going to tape them up and put all my stuff in them.
Yeah. And no, you cannot use them for that. Is my answer. Oh, sorry about that.
You can't.
But you could. You know, where is a good place to check for boxes? If you want big strong boxes, the liquor store has big ones.
Oh, I'm not
away.
Going to the liquor store. I'm a Christian. No, I'm just going to use priority boxes and use those to move all my things into the U-Haul.
Yeah, but, I just don't have enough. The ones that I have here are for customers to mail things with.
Yeah, well, I'll just say that I'm going to use them to mail a bunch of stuff with, and I'll just take them home and start packing.
Uh-huh.
Yep, that's what I'm doing. So how many would you say you have?
I don't have enough to give away for that. I mean, like I said, large flat rate right now, I probably have less than 10.
Well, you're not giving them away, though. They're free. You said they're free.
They are free.
Yep. Okay, so I'll be there soon to pick up a bunch of boxes.
Well, come on in.
All right, I'm going to take everything you have.
You're going to rob me blind, huh?
Basically, but...
All right, come on in.
Okay.
Rob me blind.
See you soon.
Bye.
But I'm not really robbing you. Don't try and set me up to get shot. What the fuck? Okay, bye.
Thanks.
The hell, lady? I know when I'm being set up. Trying to get me arrested or something. I guess that's how they deal with box thieves.
Thank you for calling the Willard Post Office. Ron speaking. Can I help you?
Oh, hey, Ron. I just needed to get a bunch of those priority mailboxes. You know...
Uh-huh. Here.
What?
Go on.
Oh, do you have the ones that are shaped like a shoebox?
Uh-huh, a few.
Do you have a few thousand?
No.
Oh.
You're going to have to order those online.
I have to order them?
Yeah.
Oh, I just wanted to come in and get some. Like, I work at an office here in town, and we're going to use them for inventory. We're just going to fill them up with papers and business stuff, put them down in the storeroom. Down in storage room B.
No.
Well, yeah, we need thousands of them, though, because we've got a lot of paperwork.
can't do that. No, no, no.
What, why do you keep saying no, no, no to me? I'm not fucking two. What's that about?
No, no.
Why
you can't do that. Come on. Stop messing with me, Jack.
What?
How'd you know it was Jack?
What are you talking about?
No, you can't use
those. My name's not Jack.
What else can I do for you?
Are you on drugs or something?
Again? No. No, I'm not.
No, no, no.
No, no, no.
Okay, well, fine, whatever. I'll just drive down to the other town or whatever and get boxes from them.
Yeah, you're not to use the priority boxes for personal use.
Oh, and it's not personal. It's business. It's business use. We're going to put them down in storage room B. We're going to fill them up with papers.
No, you can't do that.
We're going to organize and we're going to label. We're going to label the boxes with Sharpies.
You can't use that for personal use business use.
They're going to stay down there for decades.
Yeah, you're only going to do it for mailing. So.
Okay, well, I'm just going to come in and say I'm going to use them for mailing, but we're going to use them for the office. Times are tough.
Then I will respectfully decline your offer.
Well, you won't know who I am. I'll just come in and get like 100 a day or something.
Mighty suspicious. That's all I got to say. Mighty suspicious.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Okay. Anything else I can do for you?
Well, you didn't really do anything for me, but yeah, I guess I'll come in and trick you out of a few boxes soon. I'll be there soon.
Okay, priority boxes are not to be used only for shipping purposes. Only for shipping.
Oh no, we're not going to ship anything. We're gonna ship stuff down to storage room B in the basement.
No, sir, but, this is not correct.
Okay, well, does that count if we ship stuff downstairs? Because we just need boxes. We can't just put papers on the shelves.
You cannot use our boxes.
We're not fucking animals, you know.
You cannot use our boxes for that. Please don't do that.
Oh, we will. We're going to do it. You can't stop us. Oh, we are. We're going to do it. We're doing it. We've already started using some of them. We've got like a few dozen down there, but we need more.
There could be a penalty for that if they catch you.
Oh,
it could be like $5,000 penalty.
Yeah, right. How are they going to catch me? The post office.
Oh,
they
there
can't,
you go.
No, but you're not allowed in storage room B without an access card. You guys can't go down there.
That's crazy.
Stop trying to break into our office, motherfucker.
Oh, no way, man. That's crazy. That's crazy talk. Okay, this call's finished now, so you don't talk to me that way. So, sir, do not use our priority boxes other than just shipping purposes when you put stamps on them to mail them away.
Request denied. I'm going to do it. Filling them up with papers.
Okay. Sir, you have a nice day.
There's nothing you can do to stop us. Take that. Finally, after like 30 minutes, someone disagrees with me for once. I should end this segment right there, because finally, someone's disagreeing with me on the whole box thing. But no, I'm going to call a few more, see what they say. Do any of you remember, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, there was a site on the internet. There was a couple of them, actually. And I think they used FedEx boxes. FedEx has the same policy where you can go in and just pick up a bunch of boxes for free, and they just assume you're going to use them to ship things. But the site, they had instructions, like detailed instructions on how to make furniture out of these boxes. Like, you could make couches and shelves and desks and everything, and apparently they worked pretty well. And the people would take pictures of themselves building these things, and FedEx did not approve of that, and I think they used legal action to shut them down.
Thank you for calling the United States Postal Service. Jeannie speaking. May I help you?
Hi, I needed to find out how many priority boxes you have there.
And what ones? Priority ones.
I think they use kind of
medium.
Hey, shut up! I'm talking the flat-ish ones. You know, like, because I'm gonna stitch a bunch of them together and I'm gonna make furniture out of them. I just moved to the area.
Okay, so you're talking just not the flat rate ones, but the mailing boxes. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, mailing
ones. You
can
manipulate the flat rate ones.
Yeah, I want
the mailing boxes.
The ones that you don't have to tape shut, the ones that just have sticky tape on them.
They all are like that now.
Oh, nice. Okay. I'm going to...
The flat rates you can't manipulate, but the mailing box you can. You can make it into a different size. You can tape them together and stuff.
Okay. Well, I was just going to use the sticky tape, so I didn't.
Let me go look really quick
and
see.
I'm going to build furniture out of these. Like, I'm going to get thousands of these from your place there, and I'm going to build furniture. I'm going to build a couch and a desk and shelves.
Okay.
For my apartment.
Who is this?
Huh?
Who is this?
My name is Roy Gerbel.
Gerbel?
Yep. Yep. I just moved to town. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to make furniture, so I don't have to buy new furniture.
And who is it?
Roy Gerbel.
Okay.
I found a website. It shows you how to make furniture out of priority boxes, and they're free and everything. So I'm just going to follow them.
I don't think they'd be strong enough.
Oh no! You stack them up, and you need thousands of them. So it's like as heavy as a couch.
Okay.
And I'm going to make a bed and a couch.
And what's your address?
Kitchen table. My address. I'm not giving you my. I'm going to come there and pick them up.
Okay, right on. Come on over.
What do you want my address for?
I just wondered where you live.
How come? You want to come see my apartment? It's not very furnished
yet.
Yeah,
your furniture.
Yeah. Well, I'll send you pictures when I get it all finished up.
Okay, cool. So you'll be over in a few minutes?
Oh, well, I don't know. What, are you trying to trick me or something? This is feeling like a trick.
Why would I do that?
I don't know. You're being all weird about it and asking me where I live and I don't know.
No. Come on over.
Okay. Do you have any of those priority shipping labels?
Yeah, we do.
Do you have a few thousand by chance? Because I could use those as tape to tape the boxes together.
We don't have a few thousand. You could get online and order some.
That's too much. I don't have an internet yet.
Oh.
Just moved here.
Sorry.
It's all right. I forgive you.
Okay.
All right.
You're going to be coming over in a few minutes?
We'll see. We'll see if I have time.
Okay, wonderful.
Maybe I'll just come over at a random time sometime tomorrow and pick up a shitload of them.
That would be wonderful. Then you can show me the pictures of the furniture.
Well, I don't have them yet, dummy. I gotta build it first.
Oh, okay.
Durr.
All right. Okay, then come on over tomorrow too. That would be nice.
All right. Bye, honey.
Okay. Bye, bye.
See ya. Okay, I feel like she was trying to trick me, trying to turn me in.
Post office, this is Matt. How can I help you?
Hey, Matt. I was trying to find out if you have any priority boxes there.
Just to come and use?
I want to, take a bunch with me. I want to fill up my car with them.
I'm trying to remember. I think you order those online and they'll actually ship them to you.
Oh, that's a lot of effort. I really want to do this tomorrow. We're gonna take as many boxes as we can, like hundreds and hundreds if you have them, and we're gonna take them over to the bridge and just drop them off the bridge into the water.
We don't have them for you.
What? I thought you had priority boxes there.
We do have some.
Well, I'll take as many as you can get.
We need supplies for people that are coming in to ship off their packages.
Well, yeah, but just as many as you can spare. Can you spare a few hundred at least?
Nope, not that many.
Oh, okay. Like 50 maybe? 75?
Maybe a couple.
A couple 50s? Like 100?
Like one or two.
Oh, fuck that. No, we can get more than that. Like, don't they have like a little thing out there that we can just grab them from?
Do you need any help with anything today, or is this just a joke for you?
No, it's not a joke. We're going to take him to the bridge and throw him into the water. It's to protest Trump.
No, we're not just going to give you free cardboard just to...
They're already free.
To waste our environment, you know?
Well, no, it doesn't waste the environment. It raises awareness.
So who's doing all the cleanup?
I don't know. They're the river people or something.
No, we're not going to contribute for that, no.
Oh, yes, you are. I'll just come in and say, I got a lot of stuff to ship, so I need a lot of boxes.
That's fine if you want to come and ship.
Yeah, well, no, I'm just going to take them home with me. I'll be like, I'm going to just take all these home, and I'll bring them back full of stuff and give you a bunch of money.
So is this a real protest that's going down?
Yeah, we're gonna throw all these boxes in the water, off the bridge.
When is this?
In the river, tomorrow. Tomorrow around noon.
Okay, and this is nationwide, or is this just a local thing?
This is the thing I'm doing by myself.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for your call. I appreciate you, you know, thinking about the post office in your protest.
Yeah, no problem at all. Thanks for helping out. I'll be there tomorrow to pick up as many boxes as I can.
We'll see you later. Bye.
All right. Bye. Well, he seemed to be taking things a little bit too personally. I mean, come on. It's not like they come out of your paycheck. Jeez, settle down.
Post office, this is Vicki. Can I help you?
Hey, Vicki. I just needed to find out if you had a bunch of those priority mail boxes.
If we had what?
Priority mail boxes.
What size?
I guess the biggest ones.
The largest one?
Yeah.
The large flat rate one?
Yeah. Do you know if those float?
Right. Huh?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I have like a couple hundred.
Oh, that's it? I was kind of hoping for maybe like 1,000 or something.
You probably want to order them online. They'll come to your place of business or your house.
Well, I don't want them to be able to trace it back to me. Basically, I'm just going to drive over to the bridge, and I'm going to like assemble them all, assemble all the boxes, but I'm going to throw them off the bridge into the water.
Why?
I don't know. It'd look cool.
It's wasteful. Are you serious?
Yeah, like little boats.
Yeah, I don't think I'd give them to you for that.
Well, I won't tell you that that's what I'm going to do with them.
Well, you already told me.
Well, I won't tell you when I come in to get them is what I'm saying. I just want to come in and get a few hundred boxes, that's all.
It's best if you order them online.
Okay. Can I have them shipped to just general delivery here in town and just pick them up there?
I'm not sure if it'll let you do general delivery, but you can do.
I could just send them to my. I could send them to my neighbor's house and just go over there and pick them up when they're at work.
Okay. Any other questions for me?
Oh, so you approve? I can do that. Okay. Cool.
I don't.
Well, you didn't say you didn't.
I told you I don't think that's a good idea that you take our priority boxes and throw them in the water.
Yeah. Okay, well, anyway.
Why don't you give me your name and phone number?
What for?
So I know who this is.
Well, I don't want you to know who I am.
Serious?
Okay. Why would I tell you that? That's weird.
All right, but I'll let my clerk.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm really bad at picking up on signals. I get it. You're hitting on me.
No. Who is this?
Well, my name's Roy, but I don't know. Why don't you give me your phone number and I'll just text you later?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Why not?
Why not? Because.
Okay, whatever. You'd probably just bitch about boxes the whole time anyway while we text.
I probably would.
Yep.
Probably nagging about the boxes.
Yep, probably. You'd be like, don't do it. Don't go to the bridge tonight.
That's right.
Okay, I'm hanging up now.
Okay, good.
Oh, wait, no, I changed my mind. You're going to hang up. Hang up.
Okay. All right, have a good day.
Hurry up.
Bye.
Bye.
Calling the tiny post office. How can I help you?
Hi. I needed to find out if you have a bunch of those priority mail boxes that we could come and pick up.
Yeah, what size?
Just the ones with the most amount of surface area when you cut them into pieces and flatten them all out and stitch them together.
Oh, like the large flat rate and stuff?
Yeah, well, just whatever ones are the biggest, because we're going to just get thousands of these, like thousands of priority boxes, and we're going to completely cover someone's house with them. It's going to be a prank.
Okay. You realize that's not what they're meant for, right?
Oh, yeah, I know. I know they're supposed to be for shipping, but, you know, it's a prank. It's going to be crazy.
Okay. You know, I actually don't have that many, then, if that's what you're using them for.
Oh, well.
You can order them online.
Ah, that's too much effort. You know, we'll just come in there and get as many as you have. Do you keep them out, or do we have to ask for them?
We keep them out, but like I said, perfect. If you're going to take my entire stock, I'm going to have to stop you from doing that.
Oh, no, I'll just kind of walk in quietly and walk out with them all. But
okay, like I said, they're for shipping, and they're not for, like, doing pranks and stuff like that.
Well, do you keep the priority tape out, you know, those labels and stuff?
Not enough for you to be doing what you just told me you're doing.
Well, we just need something to tape the boxes, you know, all the pieces of cardboard together so they'll fit around the house perfectly.
You can buy tape.
Well, I don't want to spend money. Come on.
So, It's all in rolls that we have for people to use for shipping.
Okay, yeah. Well, we're gonna ship it right over to my friend's house for this prank.
Okay.
Yep, it's gonna be so awesome. It's gonna be funny. It's probably gonna be such an epic prank that you'll see it in the papers or online or something, you know.
Okay.
Yep, we're gonna cover his whole house. He's got a 2-story house, so we need a lot of priority mailboxes.
Okay, enjoy that.
We will. It's gonna be hilarious.
Okay.
You'll see. Just you wait.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Have a good day.
Whatever. Hang up then. I don't care.
So, is there something else I can help you with?
Nope, that's all. I'll be in later today to pick up everything that you have.
Okay, have a good day.
When will you replenish the lobby boxes?
You know, sir, if I see you come in multiple times, I will call the postal inspectors.
I bet you I can run faster than that person.
Probably.
Anyone that calls themselves the postal inspector, they can't run fast.
So, okay.
Okay. I'll sneak in soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Post office, this is Jeff.
Hey, Jeff. I needed to find out if you had any of those priority mail stickers.
Priority mail stickers?
Yeah, address labels.
Are you talking about the labels or stickers?
Both. Both would work. I think I need both.
How many do you need?
Do you have thousands?
No, I only have probably like 250 labels. But I got a roll of stickers for you.
Okay, well, that would work. I'm going to take them all and paste them on the windows there at the post office and just completely cover them so no sunlight comes in.
Well, that'll work.
Yep, it's to protest.
Yeah, and the clerk will enjoy cleaning those off.
It's to protest Trump. You know, we're sticking it to the government, literally.
There you go.
Get it? So you think I could get about 250 of those?
250 stickers, yes.
Okay. Do you think that would cover the 3 windows in the front there?
Who am I talking to here?
My name is Roy. I'm a activist.
Are you being serious?
Oh, yeah. I just want to get a bunch of stickers and stick them all over the window so nobody can see out.
Okay. Well, if you do that, Roy, you might get arrested.
Oh, no. It's a protest, so it's legal.
No, it's not legal to deface government property.
Well, it is if you're protesting. It's all about Trump.
It's not.
We're sticking it to Trump.
That does nothing to Trump. That is the most retarded thing I ever heard.
I can't believe you just used the word retarded.
Yeah.
That was not okay, sir.
It's not okay?
It's not. You can't just use the word retarded. That's a horrible thing to say.
Oh.
I'll have you know that I'm actually retarded, and this offends me greatly.
Well, you sound like you are.
Holy crap. That was not funny. That's not okay, post office. Here, I thought we were just having fun, and I was using my show to prove that the post office is an amazing company, and they don't care if you use their stickers or their boxes for things. They're very reasonable about the whole thing. And then that last guy goes and calls me retarded. Completely changes my opinion of the government. You know what? I'm gonna protest Trump for real now. Because the government deserves it. Holy crap, fuck this, you guys. I'm not calling any more post offices. I'm not going to talk to those hateful, spiteful people ever again.
Brad, FOD87, just wanted to say, this is the PLA radio show coming straight out of Roy, New Mexico. So don't touch that dial and don't touch that tone. We'll call you up on your telephone.
Okay.
Awesome job on the show as recently. Also,
thanks.
If you're listening to this, you are currently listening to voicemails.
Thank you. That was helpful.
You remember Cactus, Texas?
Hey.
Cactus, Texas.
Okay, I'm shutting off FOD87's voicemail. He's going to get me into trouble with YouTube.
No, sorry, Brad. I don't have anything effing awesome to say, but only thing I was thinking was it was this song I heard. And I was like, that sounds like a kind of childhood song. And I was just wondering if any of your listeners would be able to identify it. It's if Corbin guy could identify it or something like that, it goes like do 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 do.
Everybody's singing to me today. Oh, nobody knows what that is.
Bye.
I think his singing may have been a secret code because Google translated the last couple do 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 do's into phone numbers. The first one is 222-222-2888, and the second one looks like a real number. It's in the 802, which is Vermont, I think. It's 802-222-3022. So that may be a secret message from that guy. I'm not sure.
Hi, Roy. Sorry, wrong number.
Oh, okay, no problem.
Hey there, Bradley. How we doing? Jesus Christ. I'm calling you from friggin' Maine. I tell you what.
Whoa.
Bubby, it's fucking snowing. I'm right snowed in. April fucking 1st. Fucking snow.
Uh-huh.
In it, a bitch. Mother Nature's a fucking cunt.
Teehee.
Anyway, Jesus Christ, you seen the new show. Wicked good. Keep up good work.
Thanks.
Keep fucking peck a stiff.
Okay, I will. I'll drink my water.
Later.
Hey, Brad. It's Crimson.
Hello.
So, recently, I have stopped being a hobo, and I now am employed. I just got a new job.
Oh,
and
shit.
So, I have just one request. Can you please play the golf clap for me?
The golf clap. Oh, the golf clap. Okay, here.
I'm bowing. Here. I'm bowing. Thank you. Thank you.
There you go.
You. All right. Thank you, Brad.
No problem.
Oh, no.
Congratulations.
No. All right, bye.
Congratulations on not being a hobo anymore.
Hey, fuckstick. On your last show, you told us to call in and do a hang up the phone prank to somebody and let you know how it went. It went good. All right. Thanks, man. Bye.
All right. Thanks, Jag TV. That was great. Nice to see that you're a fan of the Butterfly Effect as well.
Hey, Brad. Sorry, man. So, I had to switch my debit card because of just a bunch of BS.
Yeah.
So...
I bet.
Yeah. Things didn't go so smooth with Patreon this month.
It's okay.
So,
you'll fix it next month.
But I'm going to change it. I'm going to fix it.
Not a big deal.
Got it. Cactus, cactus.
Hey, Brad. This is Lee.
Hey,
I want to tell you you're doing good on your shows.
Yay.
I always look forward to them.
I done
so
good.
I'm calling with a couple questions. I'm listening to your show about the man, the parks man that called his coworker 26 times a day.
Oh, yeah.
And
idiot.
I was thinking about the recent revelation of you being working for private investigators.
Mm-hmm.
Was the FBI thing connected with you downloading something in your line of work with the private investigators?
Nope.
That's just a question I had.
Nope.
And then also...
Actually, I already mentioned what it was. It's like a listener sent me a link to a database along with a login and a password, and I logged into it just like a big dummy. The FBI came here because I'm a big dummy.
So my next logical step would be to ask, does that have anything to do with why you're now announcing that you're getting out of the private investigation business?
Nope, that's
Let
all.
Let us know that, Brad. We all need the backstory on everything.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
No, that's all your fault. Anyone that's supported the show in the past couple of years, that's the reason I'm quitting the whole PI thing. I mean, I was getting bored with it, too, because, you know, it's been like 20 years or something.
Hi, Mr. Brad Carter.
Hello.
We currently found your red Prius. It was being used by a bunch of hobos. And they had an orgy in it. Just figured we would let you know.
Oh, thank
you. If you wanted to retrieve your Prius, please call us back.
My Prius.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
I'll call you as soon as I'm done putting this show together. Pretty sure I won't forget.
Hey.
Hey.
What's going on, Brad? This is Greg.
Oh, nothing. Hey, Greg.
I sent you an email. I've got a song that's dedicated to Mildred Monday.
Oh, that Greg.
And I know that you get behind on email or...
Ah, okay, yeah. So you thought you'd attack me on all fronts. I see how it is. You left me a big old comment, too, on phonelizards.org.
Wrong thing. Go ahead and send you also this voicemail, too. So
good idea.
You get one or the other and...
Yeah.
I don't sound
It just
bad.
Triples my work, that's all. No big
you,
deal.
So,
no, I'm sorry. Just kidding.
Know.
A little bit.
Thank you. Bye.
Greg is the one whose song I played on the end of the last show. You guys remember that one, right?
Hey, Roy. I'm a good boy here. I want you
yes,
to do
you
more
are.
Prank calls to Petcos. Make that happen. What the fuck, Roy?
Okay. Thought? I will. I think it's Ruprecht the Monkey Boy. He's demanding that I do an entire show of Who's a Good Boy. I think that's who mentioned it in the last show. So I'm going to do it eventually.
Brad, you stole my
idea of the Starbucks shopping spree prank call.
Whatever.
I am not mad.
I invented the shopping spree, goddammit.
Continue to do them, and you even did, like, the go. Like, bro, you took this word for word. I am proud of you. I haven't finished it. Hopefully it's beautifully executed. I think you're doing a great job.
Yeah. Not as good as you when you got someone to destroy a Starbucks or whatever the hell that was.
But just continue to do them and just fucking get some more people to destroy
Starbucks. I'm aspiring
Starbucks.
To reach your level.
Or call a Chick-fil-A. Oh, my God. Get a Chick-fil-A. Okay, call up Chick-fil-A. Say, can we do a customer survey? Get the person on the phone and say, hand them a box of chicken nuggets. When they do, say, we need to throw the chicken nuggets across the store as a part of our new campaign. Do it,
yes.
Brad.
How about
do
throw it. Them up in the air like you're rich, like you're throwing your chicken nuggets in the air. Woohoo! That's what they should do.
Right now. Fucking do it right now.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
As soon as I'm done with the show, I'll get right on that.
Hey, Brad, it is Dr. Astronaut.
Hello.
I'm calling to ask you a would-you-rather question.
Oh,
no,
thank you.
I came up with my wife the other day.
What the hell?
Would you rather always have to be wearing tie-dye? Every single article of your clothing, from your socks to your underwear to your suit and tie, all have to be tie-dye. You can kind of pick the tie-dye colors if you want to pick the tie-dye colors, but all tie-dye.
Can it be like black on black, the exact same color of tie-dye?
Always smell like hot dog water. So always wear tie-dye or always smell like hot dog water. What do you think?
I don't know. I think I'll have to take the tie-dye because it's not like I ever leave my house or anything. But if I smelled like hot dog water, I would smell it here in my house. And also, I pretty much only wear tie-dye as it is. I think you're just making fun of me is what this whole thing is about.
Hey, Brad. It's Alfonso, a.k.a. No Name in chat.
Okay.
So,
hello.
I took your advice and I've been staring at Mixer for the past month, night and day. And I finally caught a live show.
Yay.
You know, and
golf clap for you.
Last March 29th, I think it was, when you called Bible Spores or whatever.
Uh-oh, were you offended?
Yes. But it would have been funnier if Sunshine was there. I know everyone was saying that in the chat.
Yeah.
So,
just not good enough for anyone anymore.
Sunshine. She's pretty funny. A lot more charismatic than you.
That's true. Yeah.
Just kidding. Love your show.
Whatever.
Bye,
fuck you. I knew it was a mistake letting her on.
Hey, Brad. First of all, I sound like an idiot on the air. No wonder you guys prank call South Carolina. We sound dumb as fuck.
Oh, I know. No kidding. Yeah.
The other thing I wanted
totally
to say
agree.
Is, where's the clock? You know, the prank call clock?
No, that old
that thing.
Thing?
Yep. Prank call nation / clock or something?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't run that site. They took it down for some reason.
Dude, bring it back. I love all the music and stuff, and I want the clock back. Even if you don't have any new stuff, it's freaking hilarious.
Yep. Well,
I want to see it. Okay?
I think I have good news for you.
Get that done. Okay, bye.
Here, let me check Palindrome's site. Yeah, it looks like it's still there. Palindrome from the Hijinks website, he took over the clock. He asked me if it was okay, and I'm like, sure, I don't have time for this shit. So he completely set up the clock again. I don't know if he's adding new sound clips onto it. And for those of you who have no idea what we're talking about, I thought it would be a great idea to make a talking clock where the time is always announced in the angry voice of a prank call victim, or I mean a prank call recipient. So here, I'm going to refresh Palindrome's clock, see what it says.
Do you know what time it is?
Oh, there we go.
Do you know what time it is?
Oh, I guess it just says that over and over.
Do you know what time it is?
When it was my clock, you could refresh and it would give you a random time as you pulled up the page. But Palindrome's inferior clock doesn't do that, so you just have to leave it on this page and wait for it to announce a time angrily. It's like people saying things like, oh my god, I can't believe you're calling me at 2:30 in the morning, what the fuck? You know, that's what it might say at 2:30 in the morning. And I figured between all of us, we can probably cover most of the minutes. At least the late night ones. So if you're interested in taking a look at this prank call clock, it's located at hijinkslabs.xyz/prankclock. Nobody's gonna remember that, so I'm gonna put the link to that in the show notes. In fact, I've got a great idea. I'm gonna go to phonelosers.org/clock right now, and I'm gonna change the text on that page that tells you where to go to view the clock. There, done. If you want to go look at the prank call clock, just go to phonelosers.org/clock, just where it's always been, but now it'll send you over to Hijinks Labs. You just gotta leave it running all day, and you'll just be interrupted throughout the day at random times with people angrily yelling the time at you. And I've said this before, but somebody needs to turn that into an app for a smartphone. I would love to have an app where I can just click the button and it'll tell me angrily what the time is. Someone hurry up and make that. You don't have to pay me anything for it. Just make it.
Hello, Brad Carter. This is Matt, the manager at Columbia Universal Studios.
Hello, Matt.
We do admit that your idea for the frequency detecting ghosts was taken from you, so we decided to give you 3% of all profits.
Oh, yay.
Please be expecting a check for $5 coming in the mail.
I can't wait.
Have a great day.
Thank you so much. Never mind what I said about signing up for the Patreon, you guys. I think I'm covered now.
Hey, Brad, it's Masshole Matt. You want to hear a joke?
Okay.
Well, you want a voicemail to be short as fuck. Well, shit. My voicemail is longer than your cock.
Whoa.
And this better be...
You burned me.
On.
Got me.
I want to lick my nipples.
Okay, that's enough. Thanks for calling in. Enjoy licking your nipples.
Hello, Ross. Just got through listening to the latest blasphemy cut that you did, and I'm feeling very dirty because of it.
Tee-hee.
Also like to give a little shout-out to Sunshine. She does her thing on that as a co-host. She doesn't hog the mic.
Aww.
Or anything like that. She compliments you well.
I've taught her well.
She,
I keep her in line.
The show with the, get the, was the elderly woman... get her out of there, stop them or whatever, because her family's abusing her. I'm sure she broke a few of your rules, your golden rules with that, but it was still funny.
Yep, that's all right.
Also, I want to let you know I gave God a call, and he has given me permission to steal his sign-off that I'm going to use from now on.
Uh-oh.
So,
God away.
The effect, Sandy. Just hit me up with
okay, here we go.
Rubric out. Break away!
There you go. You should do that on every voicemail you leave, and I'll probably forget to do it every time, and it'll piss me off, and I'll start resenting your voicemails.
Hi, Brad. I mean, RBCP. My name is Patrick. I'm calling from the Upstate Illinois Computer Club.
Okay.
I've been listening to your show for a long time, and I've just got the rest of my computer club to listen to it, and it's awesome that everybody enjoys it. So the last 30 minutes of our computer club's basically filled up with your show.
That's great.
And I think they're awesome. And most everybody,
it's much more educational
awesome
than computer so club, I bet.
We listen to them especially like the jokes and the hacks that you do, because we do a lot of hacks that are sort of similar but different in the same way.
Careful what you admit to on this voicemail. FBI is watching.
Enjoy, the show. So if you could keep it up, that would be awesome for us.
I'll try.
I'm a huge fan. I've been a fan for a long time, and I'm huge again. My name's Patrick, and I'm super excited about being a fan, so
yay.
Thank you so much.
Everyone should be excited to be a fan at the computer club. Okay, I think that's going to be the end of today's show. I'm done playing voicemails. There's a few left, but I'll save them for the next show. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the show. And thanks to Stan Trucker for being the sponsor of today's show. You can pretty much completely blame him for none of the post offices really getting upset with me, except that one guy. Oh, and you can also blame him for that one post office guy using the R word on me. That was totally Stan Trucker's fault. Also, thank you, Bob Vance, Vance Refrigeration, for suggesting the idea for today, even though it didn't really work. But it's not Bob Vance's fault, it's Stan Trucker's fault. It's okay, Bob Vance, don't worry about it. You're off the hook this time. Everyone, please be sure to help out the show at patreon.com/phonelosers and phonelosers.com/cactus. And if you can't do that, it's not a big deal. It's okay. You can just promote the show instead. That's your job. You have to promote the show as much as possible. Post it on your Facebook. Spray paint it on the side of walls. Go to your post office and get a bunch of those priority mail label stickers. And just write phonelosers.org on them and start slapping them on buildings and stop signs and stuff. That's how I promote my band, you know? The Wild Stallions. But yeah, do everything you can to promote the show, unless you're a woman. Because women, they're not supposed to be influencing the opinions of man because of 1 Timothy 2:12, of course, which says, I do not permit a woman to teach or assume authority over a man. She must be quiet. That's what the Bible says, so don't be promoting this show if you're a woman, okay? You don't want to get on God's bad side. And I'm going to put a link to that Bible verse in the show notes so you can print it out and quote it to your female teachers at school or your female supervisor at work. If they try to tell you what to do, just whip out your Bible and start quoting scripture at them. They can't argue with that. So on that happy note, thanks everybody for listening. See you next time. How did I get here? Am I dead or alive? Suddenly I can sleep and I feel hollow inside. For years I couldn't move.
And I've been cursed with leprosy, so your sob story doesn't mean a thing to me. You think you scare me? Ha, too bad, Teddy. You gave me small played out the Five Nights at Freddy's. I can breathe in instantly, spread disease everywhere. So what you gonna do? Hit me with the Care Bear stare. I spit flames on the mic, time for you to retire. Remember, only you can breathe dead force fires. I'm a leprechaun.
Leprechaun.
I won't stop till your life is gone.
All gone.
Come and see my particle down 6 feet below. Close your eyes now, whoop it on. Should've never ate anything of Bear Grylls. You're pathetic. You make other Teddies ashamed. You even make Teddy Ruck spin in his grave. Why you boo-hooing like Whiny the Pooh? You're even more necessary than Ted 2. Keep this up and I'm gonna make you buy the farm. You're not the only one with the right to bear arms. I'm the leprechaun.
Leprechaun.
I won't stop till your life is gone.
I'm gone.
You can try to run and hide, but I see through your disguise. Close your eyes now, it won't be long.
Why were you in our cooler for an hour?